road white uniforms, black pants, black numbers with orange outline, and the flat black helmets with black face masks. They got rid of the U on the side of the helmets this year. Harbor Beach, of course, in their traditional white helmets, black jerseys, black pants, with white numbers and orange outline, the Pirates across their chest, and the Pirates logo on their sleeves. Kicking off for the Harbor Beach Pirates will be number 6, Luke Woodke. He plays tight end, outside linebacker. He's 6 foot, 175 170-pound sophomore. He'll be kicking off right to left across your radio. Deep back for the Ugly Bearcats will be Casey Sweeney and Carson Holeski. They're standing at their own 8-yard line in the far left of your radio. Beautiful night. Big crowd on hand here on both sides. And, of course, just a short drive away for the Ugly Bearcats. Just a hop and a skip away down the valley past Thompson Chevrolet. And here you are. Harbor Beach now in formation. Ready to kick things off. Division 8 High School Football Championship is now officially underway as there's the whistle, and the kick is up, and it is away, and it's going to stay on the ground. It actually hits a player on the back. Number 77 has to jump on it. That's Ethan Gillig for the Ugly Bearcats, and luckily it falls right to the ground, and Gillig jumps on it at the 45-yard line, and Ugly will start out with the short field, 55-yard field in front of him.
And that's a heads-up play by the sophomore for Ugly. You know, when these extended rosters come up, you see some of these younger guys get a chance to play, even if it is on special teams, and a big body there, and Woodke drills him right in the back, and it was a heads-up play. He turns around and dives on it and gives the Bearcats very good field position to start this district championship game.
Working off the right hash, Casey Sweeney under center, three-man backfield in the straight tee. At the 45-yard line, left to right across your radio, handoff to Shane Ozentowski. Gets out for about 3 yards, out to the 48-yard line before he's wrapped up by a gang of black jerseys. Leading the tackle lead for it would be Harbor Beach's Grant Smiglinski, defensive end, 6'4", 220-pound sophomore. Second down and 7.
3-yard gain for the Bearcats, and that's one of their more exciting plays. That's what they're trying to do. That is the game plan. 3 yards, cloud of dust, the old-fashioned way of doing things. That's the way the Bearcats do things, and Ozentowski is the big body. He plays over the right shoulder of the quarterback, Sweeney. He's the right tee back. He comes around the left side and pushes the pile ahead for 3 hard-earned yards on the first play.
Same formation working now, 3 yards inside the right hash, and Casey Sweeney keeps it on his outside, goes around the left side, gets tripped up, gets out of that tackle, and gets across midfield into Harbor Beach territory, down to the 48-yard line. That'll be gain of 4 on the play. Tackle made by Dakota Deer, defensive tackle for Harbor Beach. Third down and manageable, about 3rd down and 3.
They fake the exact same play, and then Casey Sweeney keeps it himself and follows all 3 of those backs around the edge. But Luke Woodke had a shot at him in the backfield at the original line of scrimmage, and Sweeney's able to slide out of that tackle, use his hand to keep his balance, and fall forward for a nice gain. 3rd down and 3 for the Bearcats as they are in Pirate territory.
10:44 remains on the first quarter. No score. Casey Sweeney surveying the prairie. 3 men backfield as always, working off the left hash of the Harbor Beach 48-yard line. Handoff to Shane Ozentowski. Has the first down, dragging his defender across the 40 down to the 39-yard line. That is going to be a gain of 9 in the play. Brought down by number 9 as well, Mason Booms, cornerback for Harbor Beach.
Shane Ozentowski again, same play as the first one. He's on the right side. He brings it all the way around the left side and rumbles up the field. And dragging black jerseys all the way down the field, Mason Booms eventually brings him down, but the first down of the game for the Bearcats.
Coming up to the line at the 39-yard line, left right across the radio, working off the left hash, Casey Sweeney in his white away jersey under center. There's a snap, another handoff, this one to Oberski. Number 47, Cal Nabrisky, gets out to the 35-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4. Tackle made by Nathan Seaman, outside linebacker for Harbor Beach. A nice 4-yard gain, 2nd down and 6.
So technically by the formation, Ozentowski's on the right side, and Oberski is on the left side of that wing tee with Carson Holeski in the middle as fullback, the smallest of the 3 backs playing fullback. Very interesting how the Bearcats use those running backs. They all have different gifts, and this time, instead of Ozentowski going around the left side, this time it's Oberski over the right side.
Casey Sweeney, 2nd and 6, handoff to Shane Ozentowski, gets tripped up at the line but falls forward all the way down to the 31-yard line. Tackle made by Jacob Kirsch, defensive tackle, 6'4", 220-pound senior for Harbor Beach. Brings up a 3rd down and manageable yet again for Ugly, 3rd down and 2.
This is exactly the way the Bearcats want to start this game. 3 and 4 yard gains, especially with their running backs. They're able to power away. And once they get through that defensive line, they have the size advantage over those linebackers. And so far, they have been outmatched. They have been able to get 3 and 4 yards just like they'd like. 3rd down and 2. This is 4 down territory for the Bearcats. So look for them to try and get it here.
And off to Colin Obrisky. Gets the first down. He comes out to about the 27-yard line. Tackle made by Ethan Hessling, linebacker for Harbor Beach. Move the chains for the second time tonight. Harbor Ubley rolling down the field.
Absolutely, and nothing crazy. No big gains, but 3 and 4 yards every single time. That will get you your first downs and keep that offense off the field of Harbor Beach.
Still in the huddle. 1st and 10 from the, that'd be the 26-yard line. Now working off that about 2 yards inside the left hash. 3 men backfield, Obrisky, Haleski, and Ozentoski. Casey Sweeney is under center as always. And off quarterback keeper actually around the left side. Sweeney has positive yards down to the 20-yard line before he's brought down for about a 6-yard gain, brought down by Dylan Kadar out of the secondary. Brings up a 2nd down and about 4 to go.
A nice gain there. Casey Sweeney sells the handoff, even hesitates a little bit like he's watching the running back, and then takes off. And Luke Woodke felt for it too. Again, he's in the spot where he gets into the backfield and he has to make the decision who he goes after. He went after Ozentoski, didn't have the ball. Casey Sweeney's able to kind of slash through that defense and get 6 or 7 yards.
This drive started the 45, I believe, about 4 minutes ago. Casey Sweeney on the left side, and he's trying to get out of 3 tackles, and he gets about 1 yard forward before he's forced out of bounds down to about the 17-yard line. Late flag, and this is going to be more than likely a late hit against Harbor Beach. We'll see what this one is. Stop short of the 1st down marker by about 2 yards as the officials are trying to figure out what this one is. So down, the flag is right at the 18-yard line. The sideline judge is actually the one who had the linesman.
The flag came very late.
Personal foul against Harbor Beach, so that's going to be a late hit. So they're inside the 20-yard line, so that'll be half the distance to the goal line from the 18-yard line. So they should put them down at the 9. It should be a 1st-and-goal scenario for the Ubley Bearcats. 7 minutes and 40 seconds left in this first quarter.
Well, Casey Sweeney, they're calling his number early, and that was kind of the play that the Harbor Beach really needs to keep an eye on. They did a good job shutting down the first time around. Casey Sweeney's finding some success, but actually Harbor Beach sniffed that one out. 3 missed tackles on that play. Credit to Casey Sweeney on that.
Sweeney under center. There's a snap, and it's a handoff to 30. That would be Carson Haleski, and he gets down to about the 1-yard line, brought down by Mason Booms for Harbor Beach. A big run for number 30, Carson Haleski, fullback, and it's going to be 2nd down and goal to go from the 1-yard line.
Nice run there by Haleski. It's only a matter of time before he gets the ball, and he's able to dive right between those defensive tackles and get upfield. And actually, Mason Booms comes over from his corner position to prevent a touchdown for now.
7 minutes remain in the first from the 1-yard line. Casey Sweeney under center, same formation as this entire drive has been. There's the snap, and it's going to be a hand up right of the middle. Shane Ozentoski bumps off 1 tackle, and the Ubley Bearcats strike first with 6:59 left in the first quarter. The Bearcats are on the board with 6 points.
If you're Coach Sweeney and company, that is exactly what the doctor ordered. You don't need a big play. You got to understand that it's not all about the 50-yard touchdowns and the putting up 40 points in a game. It is about winning the game, and this is how the Bearcats are going to do it. They're going to take long, extended drives, 3-4 yards a crack, and push that defense all the way down the field slowly, methodically, and then punch it in for 6, and now an opportunity to put 2 more up.
Going for 2, trying to make this an 8-point ball game, 5 minutes and 1 second in. Handoff right up the middle to Haleski. He gets hit, and he should be very close to that goal line, and he is stopped short, and the 2-point conversion is no good. So now they're saying it's good. Okay, can't say I've seen that one before. It's 8-0. The Ubley Bearcats strike first with 6:59 remaining in the first quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com, and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
Ubley